Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Acidia on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am Jason Guardiano, presenting Father Nicholas Disposito, Vice Rector of Most Holy Trinity Seminary in Reading, Pennsylvania. Episode 5, How Friendship with God is Possible.
We continue with Acidia and the thoughts of St. Thomas Aquinas on the subject that perfects the notion that the Fathers of the Desert and previous doctors had concerning this vice. We have already seen that for St. Thomas, love is a passion, that is something that effects a reaction in us, and it is also an appetite or an inclination towards the good. We have also seen that the kind of love that we call charity is supernatural, is an elevated kind of love, which perhaps comes from the word charis, which is Greek for grace, or from the Latin carus, something dear, something that we have to appreciate more than any kind of love. We also have seen the three different movements of love. The first one, the union of affection, which has three moments. And then the desire for the object perceived when we actively pursue that object of love. And finally, when we possess the loved object, we have something called gaudium or joy. Finally, at the end of last video, we clarified that the kind of joy we are talking about is more than a simple delectation or a pleasure that belongs to the body. That is, the kind of pleasure of the body is more what we have in common with animals, but the joy that comes from intellectual or rational love is more profound and elevated. It's a spiritual delectation. Is something that cannot be had except by rational creatures. And finally, we have defined the love that exists between the creature and God as a love of friendship. So charity is not just any kind of love, but for St. Thomas, and he is the first one to propose this explanation, for St. Thomas, charity is a love of friendship. Yes, friendship between God and the creature. And again, I repeat, St. Thomas was the first one to explain charity in this way. And is incredible, you may say, that the depth of St. Thomas's analysis on the subject and how he explains, this is what I'm going to do now, how he explains the possibility of this kind of friendship between God and the creature. He proves, the angelic doctor, that we find in charity elements which are essential to friendship. And he enumerates three elements which must be present in all friendship. The first one is that friendship is a love of benevolence. It's not a love of concupiscence, but of benevolence, that you want good for the person you love. So you want the person you love to be happy. We mentioned before that the love you have for ice cream, for example, is not of benevolence because you just want the ice cream for yourself. You don't wish good to the ice cream. Just you use it to get some kind of delectation. But with the love of friendship and the love of benevolence, you wish good to that person, which is the object of your love.